Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The cost of 105 feet. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. This past weekend, a 105-foot overpass on the Interstate 95 in Philadelphia collapsed after a tanker full of gasoline caught fire below the roadway. The heat weakened the steel. One person was killed. The incident could cut off a section of one of the busiest interstates in the country for months. About 160,000 vehicles travel through the roadway every day, according to state officials. Marketplace's Henry App reports.
A lot of commutes just got a lot longer, and it'll cost those drivers, says Joseph Kane at the Brookings Institution.
Time is money, and that's going to lead to huge time lost.
Not to mention all the diverted truck traffic, he says.
This is a huge disruption, and in no way could have been predicted.
Unpredictable, but not unprecedented. In 2017, a fire caused a critical portion of I-85 in Atlanta to collapse, but workers rebuilt that elevated roadway in just 6 weeks. Robert Puentes is president of the Eno Center for Transportation.
There just has to be an emphasis on speed.
Including the bidding process, he says. Tom Smith, executive director of the American Society of Civil Engineers, says an emergency can really concentrate minds.
One of the things we'd like to do is try to figure out how to have that same focus with all of our infrastructure.
Smith's organization puts out a report card every few years for the nation's infrastructure. Its latest grade for the nation's bridges, a C. I'm Henry App for Marketplace.
Some topics are more polarizing than others. Religion, politics, and tipping. We are taking on the latter here at Marketplace, and we would love to hear from you. When do you tip? When do you not tip? Why do you tip? If you have strong feelings about this, let us know. Send us an email with your views at morningreport@marketplace.org.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Systemic inequality is not a game, except when it is, a board game specifically. There is a board game designed to start conversations and teach people about structural inequality with up-to-date statistics that illustrate the role it can play in everyday life. The game is drawing the attention of educators and companies. We spoke with the founder and CEO.
My name is Christian Telesmar. I'm the CEO and founder of Disparity Trap Board Game.
Here's the problem. Talking about race and privilege is hard, but at least you can ask your one black friend, as long as they have no job, no bills, and all the time in the world to cater to your overly dependent needs.
I came up with the idea for this game back in 2019. I had a dream about playing Monopoly and had the dice rolls of the game correlated to the race of the person playing. And I woke up thinking, oh, this must be a thing. So I looked it up online and couldn't find anything. And no surprise, Hasbro is not interested in that type of product. Before you start, everyone gets a pawn. Then everyone is assigned a position. A position is either systemically dominant or systemically non-dominant. And lastly, you're given some privilege tokens. So there's these tokens that are almost like currency in life. I've had plenty of conversations with people who weren't of color who had a view of why don't people just pick themselves up by their own bootstraps? And I don't think they really understood the concept of a system oppressing an individual or a group of people. So I was like, well, let me see if I can find a way to make a game where you have your wonderful mindset, person, and you play in someone else's shoes against the system. Each time you try and get to a new tier, which is like a new level on the board, you have to play what's called a tier goal card, which is basically like a life milestone, like get a job, buy a home. And that's kind of like the climb of wealth we see throughout life. And then what a lot of people do is like, oh, I really want to create real estate. I really want to own real estate, have continuous wealth I can pass on, what we call generational wealth, which is something that is definitely a huge disparity. You're able to take the playing cards and scan it with your phone and go to the website and see the source. And then from the source, you're able to look at the statistics in more detail and basically feel like you're now more equipped. You're more armed or amped and excited and ready to have those conversations. And the message can get out much more quickly that we are in a system that is not built for everyone. And we want to fix that. You can land on different spaces. One of the spaces is a justice space where you play a justice card. And basically it says an officer has strolled by, roll the dice to see if you're stopped and arrested. Or it depends on what group you're in, what position you're in, how bad it impacts you. I remember getting an email from a father who was playing the game with his son. And he said he enjoyed the experience of being able to take the playing cards and dive into the statistics. He never imagined how it was in someone else's shoes at his work or in school, like getting into college or starting a business. So it was really cool for him to be able to feel so excited that he could educate his son on something he couldn't even offer himself personally. It's a joy to be able to share just the little knowledge I have and I'm gaining throughout the years with others. And it's almost like I'm finding so many more people who have that energy, who want to be not just an ally, but an advocate. I'm just so happy that something that was an afterthought in my head became a forethought, became an idea, and became a board game. And now it's just full throttle forward. I'm super excited.
Our producers are James Graham, Ollie Dalbert-Hansen, Ariana Rosas, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. Our senior producer is Meredith Gerritsen-Morby. And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.